please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. Although we have no presentations tonight, Commissioner Landgraf will only be on for a short period. Are you going to mention what I said, or is Ed going to do that?
I'm going to ask Ed to just give both you and the public, Mr. Kriebel, a little brief update on Wellington Avenue and the ACOA's efforts out there.
Okay. All right. So we'll go on. So tonight we start our meeting with some department head reports, and then I think our next commission meeting, we have the balance. So the first one up is Jerry. Sorry, it's Jerry. Sorry. Is Jerry Thomas out there? No?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Got it?
Yes, you have to, yeah, you're unmuted.
Yes.
Go, Jerry, you're on.
I'd like to say hello to everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Could everybody hear me?
Yes.
Could you hear me?
We can hear you.
Could you guys hear me? Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. All right. I got it. Just want to talk about this year. This different kind of years. We had many events that were canceled. It was really different. COVID canceled the operations of our sports camp, surf camp, Veteran Mile, soccer camp, volleyball tournament, and Epsican Island surf camp. But with that said, there were positives taken away from this year, and I think we're going to build on a lot of this coming year. A positive, our tennis and pickleball courts ran at full capacity, and there was no reports of COVID. The staff kept people aware of the rules, separated. They were very helpful. Everyone that was there, they stayed separated. They came at different times. And they all were respectful of all of the signage that we had up. Final figures were up again for this season. The tennis proceeds was really amazing because we went down to only 5 courts. And it's the least amount of courts we've had. And it's the most amount of money we've made. We brought in $16,784, which is up from last year, which was only $13,309. So I believe that had a lot to do with people wanting to get outside more and using the facilities more and just all the effort that's been put in down there. Pickleball was up from $11,775 to $13,077. So the court total for this year was $29,861, which is just more than double what we used to do. The court totals for 2018 were $16,174. And that was the first year we actually put pickleball in, was 2018. So since we put them in, the numbers have just been climbing by a lot. And I met with Ed today and Tim, and we walked around down there, and they're really happy about how it looks there. And just the property itself, we have so far this year, 2 tournaments coming in that people want to come in from out of state. One's a national tournament, which may happen in June, and another one, a local, a fly-in tournament where people, like a destination tournament, it's called. It's people who like to play pickleball, travel to a city, spend the weekend in the city and play pickleball for a few hours. So they're going to rent the courts for 3 days in the end of September. And tomorrow morning, I'm meeting with a young lady from Philadelphia that wants to bring in and rent the whole property for a seminar for health, like health, fitness, health things. So I'm going to meet with her tomorrow at 10:30. So I think people are starting to see that property. They're looking on it on, you know, on the internet, seeing what it looks like, seeing people, hearing people talk about it. And I just believe it. It only has more to go up. There's a lot more things we can do there. I'm going to move on to volleyball. And it just, we did run volleyball this year. And our director, Scott DeLaba, I have to give him a lot of credit for just holding everything together, putting it together, just keeping people distance and safe, keeping people moving in. And we had not one COVID problem this year in volleyball. And you would think with all the people on the stand and moving around and kind of hanging around a little bit that somebody would come up, and that we had not had one. So he did stay on the distancing and about wearing masks. So he does a really good job for us. And he also extended the season into September because we didn't use the school this year with the school being closed and just being on the safe side. So we ran it until September. So we may start earlier this year. I've been talking to Scott about that, just to get things rolling a little earlier. And he did such a wonderful job. He always does. And I'd like to just give a special shout out. And I know you guys don't know the daily workings with volunteers, but our volunteers are the heart and soul of the programs. And our volunteers, they ran summer baseball, summer softball, and the Ventnor Pirate program ran the Pirate, the football, and the cheerleading. And just with all of the rules that they had to put up with and all of the stringencies and the conditions and the checks and balances and for no pay, you know, for no pay. So I just, these guys are the best. So our volunteers, I really appreciate them. The volunteers, they're like I said, the heart and soul. They had an outstanding year, and we had no issues with COVID in any of those sports. So in closing, I know we're hoping that this year we get back to normal and we can run the Ventnor Mile and we can do the sports camp and we can do everything that we didn't do last year. And I think it's all attainable. I think that, you know, all you guys did a great job. Just did the whole city. I'm really proud to be part of the things that we did and the hardships that we had to go through. And, you know, we came out and we have great leadership and I just the camaraderie between all the departments. I thank everybody. That's it. Any questions?
No, I think we're going to have a great year, Jer. I agree.
Nice job, Jerry.
And thanks for being flexible last year with the touch and go with whether we could do or not do things. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So let's all see. Right,
thank you,
Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'm trying to position my phone so you guys can see me. Hold on, guys. Oh, my nerves.
While she's doing that, Jerry, I just want to say that the tennis courts look great. The building that's been refurbished with just, you know, over the last few years, it's just made a big improvement. And you can tell that that's become a real community center there for us. So keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, next we'll move on to Lisa. I know yours isn't as colorful, but you are in a very important role. So just give us whatever you want to give us.
So 2020 has proven to be a year of challenges, and the clerk's office has been no different. As we have all had to adjust to new things, learning to social distance, yet still serving the residents and the visitors to our city. The clerk's office worked hand in hand with the Atlanta County Board of Elections, having an all vote mail-in election the first time ever. We assisted the county and the residents by having a secure mail-in ballot drop box placed out front of City Hall. Although the election process was challenging, the secure drop box out front was a welcome addition and aiding registered voters. As we learned to adjust to the CDC guidelines, we continued to be active, learning how to hold our meetings virtual with the help of Jim Pakanowski. And as new guidelines surfaced on a daily basis, we all learned to adjust, overcome, and never losing sight of our ultimate goal, serving the residents and the visitors of the city. That's what I
thank you. Next, Al. Is Al Stanley out there?
I'm here.
Al?
You're up, Al.
Okay, it wasn't coming up. Okay, you know, this year for us in the finance office, you know, my main objective was to just to make sure that everybody had everything they needed to perform their job in this environment. You know, I can't say how pleased I was about how everybody cooperated and we got everything done. And we had my staff really never missed a day, you know, until they got sick at the very end of the year. But some of us did, including myself. But we hung together. We made it. We got through it. I have to thank, you know, Margaret Pagnowski, Renee, Sari, everybody in my office. They did a great job. And like I said, you know, it was challenging, in, especially in the beginning, to get make sure that the fire department, police department all had their supplies together. We worked together and we got the job done. And, you know, we had, in the beginning, we were worried about, you know, revenue intake with, and we were able to overcome that. And we had a great year with revenues despite the pandemic. And I'm hoping that next year will be better. It did, any projects that we had, we still were able to get done or still at least try to improve the city. Either by efficiency or by with revenue. And that's really all I have for my department. But again, I'd like to thank my staff and everybody in the city who did a great job.
Thank you, Al. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Bill Crothers.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. Hey, everybody. This past year has been obviously difficult for everybody with the pandemic. And when the pandemic first came in, I wasn't sure what the housing market was going to do, if it was going to implode or what. But it turned out that with the historic low interest rates and the people fleeing from the cities to move to rural areas, since they can pretty much work from wherever they can, the market is on fire here. I just checked the MLS this morning, and there's less than 50 listings in all throughout the city for properties for sale. We also had this past year, our appeals were down by a lot. We only had about 50 appeals this past year, and the pandemic had the appeal deadline go through July, which was pretty crazy. But we got through that, and we did pretty well with the appeals. And It's been hard to go out and inspect all these properties to keep up with the building, but we've done that with the technology that we have, and just working long hours, we got it done. And our rateable base increased about $24 million from last year. So that's good.
Great.
And this is the new deputy that I have on staff at home.
Foles.
His name is Foles. He works. He only works for food, and he's doing a really good job.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, Jimmy. Is Jimmy out there?
He is. Unmute, Jim.
Thanks, Bill.
He's muted.
Jimmy, unmute.
If you're on your cell, Jim, type *6.
How about you?
He's got it. He's okay, unmuted. No.
Got it.
Jim, you there?
No. I feel like now
technical difficulties.
He's unmuted, so he should be able to talk.
Okay. Well, we'll move. We'll jump over to Sue Van Dyne. Sue.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Hey guys, so a couple. I'll keep it quick. A couple highlights for me on the unbelievable challenging year for everybody was. I got to fortunately get pulled when my building closed. I got to work with the fire department and with Chief Cahill for a few weeks, and I got to tell you that was a fun, scary, challenging experience, but it was really valuable. And I really want to thank him for having such great spirits in a challenging time and doing such a good job. And I really, that was an interesting time. And so after closure, we did a big construction project and I got to work with Public Works. And I want to thank Ed for facilitating our big construction project over at our building at 6500. So after we the construction was done, we got to open a little bit for the summer. We had some outside classes and some limited inside classes, and implementing the COVID protocols was interesting and a learning experience. And we got some classes done. We had to cancel camp, unfortunately, but we wound up doing over 100 art kits that we made up and distributed to Down Beach kids. And we also did quite a large donation to the Boys Club of Atlantic City of art kits for the summer. And that was really a fun challenge, which I think we will do again next summer. We also did some Zoom classes and YouTube lessons, which was also a fun technical challenge to overcome for me, which is definitely interesting. And one of the other big projects we did is we made and installed 4 more big panels for our outside mural project. And that was really rewarding and wonderful, and continue to make our garden and our park more beautiful. And we got a lot of comments from people about how much they love coming to the garden and the park when they couldn't really go out and enjoy the gardening. So that was nice. And I just would like to reiterate what other people have said and thank the mayor and commissioners for and all the people who work with us, Maria, Lisa, Patty, Doug, Ed, Donna, Jim Pakanowski, everybody for making everything smooth. And it was really wonderful to work with everybody, and everybody had kept their good humor and were patient with each other. And I think that's really something to build for the future together. So just thank everybody for everything that you've done. And that's what I have.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Okay, Jimmy, are you there?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. To really reiterate what Bill said earlier, the building is through the roof. And what is great, like everybody said, is our numbers are pretty close to 2019 and 2020. As far as sales and inspections, we've kept up with everything throughout this, and the city's blowing up. All day we're on the phone with people looking to do something and develop something. It's to be a part of. I mean, I don't know what to say. The planning board, the applications that you see there, everywhere, all around, it seems like in December it's July. It's how much it is. So it's really a part of. And we're working with the Airbnbs. Hopefully by the spring we get it to where we were hoping people would be a little more cooperative, but it's the same where you get ignored and you're a little lenient in the beginning, and we're going to have a little firmer hand on them come in the spring. But other than that, like I said, the new construction, every day we got a couple new things going up on Dorset Avenue there where we needed something cleaned up. It's it really looks good. Like I said, it's a nice team to work with.
Jimmy, did you tell me you had $25 million in construction last year?
The last 2 years.
Yeah,
yes.
Each year. Yep. Yeah.
And new construction.
Yep. $25 million each year.
Yep.
That's major.
And like I said, new homes, 42 last year, 43 this year. Like I said, everything's the same. Construction costs, $25 million in the last 2 years. Now it's, like I said, it's nice that years ago the city had a chance and it didn't work out, but this time around it's falling into our lap pretty nice.
Yes. Yes. Great. Yep. Thank you, Jimmy.
Everybody should be smiling.
That's right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
Good work by the department this year too. It was tough in there some days, but good work by you guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Like I said, the realtors with rentals or sales or the builders, nobody ever wanted for anything. We kept the same pace.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Jimmy. Great. Thank your staff.
You got it. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next is Deanna there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. There's Deanna.
Hello. Let's see, I guess for the year 2020, there were many changes in the court in our day-to-day operations. We had a lot of staffing changes. We had to create Zoom. We had to figure out ways to do court without being face-to-face. So we created letters. Thankfully the judiciary lifted the restrictions on plea by mail. So we were able to mail them out to everybody, and we got a lot of responses in the very beginning before we had the Zoom and before that, you know, they had created the whole virtual court sessions and everything. So we really had a lot of responses. We just kept going as normal. We actually, I think, even heard more cases than we went in a court session as far as, because it made it more available to out-of-state people, to people who weren't local. So that was really, really good. We just kept up the work and everything's going on. I mean, a lot of challenges, and it's been really good. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very educational. And I think that this is going to continue, which is great, because it really, because we have a lot of out-of-state people and a lot of people who, you know, come in for the summertime and just stop by, and then they want their day in court, even sometimes over a small parking ticket. They're now afforded that. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
You're muted. Beth, you're muted.
Beth, you're muted.
I got it. Thank you. All I was going to say is that I think the virtual court works out well, especially for people that live here part-time or they visit, and then for them to be able to not have to travel back here 2-3 whatever amount of hours to go to court. So I think it's and they appear because they have the ability to do it through Zoom or whatever the virtual court. So I think like we were talking last night with the court staff, Deanna, I think it works out, and I don't think it's going to go away. So,
but it's a wonderful thing, because I have even our locals who, you know, they don't want to take that day off of work, but they can do it on their lunch break.
Right. Exactly. Right. And then, yeah, exactly. You're right. So thank you.
And you're welcome.
Last but not least is Margaret.
Hi. COVID-19 proved to be very challenging, like everybody said. A lot of times we didn't have a full staff for different reasons, quarantines and stuff. But what was different was we had to mail out the tax bills twice. The first one was an estimated, and then we sent the other one out. And it you know, had some confusion for people and stuff, but we handled it, got everything out on time, and everything went well. Basically did everything on time the way it was supposed to be done. The PTR book that we do for the seniors, at times they weren't allowed in the building. So we have this new thing where we can print it out and mail it to them, so they didn't have to come in and pick up anything, and we could just do it that way. And the title companies, oh my word, the sales went through the roof. At first I was like, what's going on? It's supposed to be a pandemic. And then all of a sudden it was like nonstop. And we have to do readings, and we have to get the figures, and everybody cooperated, and we got all that done. And the tax sale, that was another great one. That was the week before we were quarantined at that point. And so basically I was working from home and dealing, Jim set it up that I got my phone calls, and I was able to communicate with people, and it was very challenging, but it got done, and everything sold, and nothing struck off to the municipality. And that's about it. here we are now, you know.
That's great. Thank you, Margaret.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Margaret.
All right. Thank you to the department heads that joined us tonight. And I think the balance of our department heads will be at our next meeting. Am I correct, Maria?
Yes, you'll have public safety and public works and water and sewer.
Okay, great. So we'll go into the workshop part of the meeting. The following items we're going to vote on at the regular session. So we will have minutes of January 14th, regular session, January 14th, executive, January 28th, regular, January 28th, executive, and February 11th, regular. They will be the minutes. Oh, thank you, Jim. I thank you, but I got notes written too because it's real small on my phone right now. We do have an ordinance introduction and it's 2020-005. And this is amending 214 vehicles in traffic. And it talks about the meters. And I when I read it, I guess Maria or Ed, if you could do it in a quick snapshot. When I read the ordinance, you did a drive-through through the city.
It's a big cleanup, yeah.
It's a cleanup of...
And some new things, but mostly we were, you know, cleaning up and just making everything better.
Okay,
yeah,
good enough. That's what I thought. I didn't see anything strange in there.
There's some new things, but it's nothing major.
Okay. Commissioner Kriebel, Commissioner Landgraf, do you want me to ask you after each thing, or if you have something to say, you'll jump in?
We'll just jump in.
Okay. So the next thing on our agenda is ordinance 2021-006, and that is our bond ordinance. What this is basically is no projects are being canceled, but Fort Scott has recommended that we fund the projects differently. When I spoke with Leon, he explained, although our tax collection was wonderful during COVID, the utility collection revenue was down. And of course that, you know, if people were at work and they had to pick and choose what they were going to pay. So he explained that we're, because of that, he explained the, hold on a second, I want to get it right, that the utility is not self-liquidating. So the spent, what it costs us to run is not being balanced by the revenue. So we have to rework how we're going to pay or those capital improvements. Am I correct, Maria and Ed, on that?
Be May or?
Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yeah, we're just, it's only thing we're doing is just reclassifying some of the down payment. We're
right.
Not self-liquidating, we're just reclassifying it. Everything else is intact.
Right. Okay, so my explanation, did I make sense?
Perfectly, yep.
Okay, I was trying to keep it like as simple. Okay, great. All right, the next, we will have a public hearing and then the adoption of ordinance 2021-003. And this is on our salary, compensation, and titles. This is something we discussed at the last meeting. As our introduction, it is new titles. There are new titles in the finance department, fire, and code. So I don't think we need to discuss that. The next is 2021-004, and this is an ordinance for the city to create Chapter 196, the stormwater management. And I know Commissioner Landgraf went into this at the last meeting and just deals with flood control, groundwater recharge, pollutant reduction and all that stuff that Lance knows. Sorry.
Yeah, so these are regulations that'll deal with bigger developments as they come in. Most of our smaller developments will not be impacted by this, but the stormwater management rules were required by NJDEP to be put in place this year, and almost every municipality. Brigantine's introduced it last night at their planning board meeting. The planning board looks at it as well as the, over there, the council, but here the commission. So all the municipalities in New Jersey will be doing this if they already haven't. So sets up parameters on how you have to handle stormwater on development sites.
Oh, I'm trying to get myself back on here. I'm all crazy. Okay, thank you, Lance.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next we have resolutions that we will be voting on by consent, and I'll read them off. If you, either Commissioner Landgraf or Creeble want to mention anything, then just jump in, all right? The first one is 2021-086, and that's the resignation of Dominic Montanaro. Did I say that correct?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, okay. Next is resolution 2021-087, that's accepting the retirement of Lieutenant Stephen Doyle. Sorry.
I will just mention that we're all gonna miss Lieutenant Doyle. He's been a very calm, in my opinion, a very calming influence. Every time I talk to him, we're sorry to see him go, but wish him well in his retirement.
Yeah,
here, here.
Great guy. Yes, a definite asset and a loss to the city. The next is 2021-088, and that is authorizing full-time employment to Matthew Gorham to our Ventnor Police Department. And tomorrow morning, we are swearing in three police officers at 8:30, just for anybody's information, not the public, but I mean the commissioners. I'm sure you knew that already, but as a reminder. The next is resolution 2021-089, and that is authorizing full-time employment to Jimmy Lee for the Ventnor City Police Department. The next is 2021-090, and that's awarding the contract to, how do you say that, Lance? Czar Engineering, and that's for professional project management services. And that is dealing with the FEMA grant from 2019 for the home elevation, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next is 2021-091, and that's a resolution authorizing a contract with the Vertella Associates for a grant management for Ventnor Heights Engineering. And that is also dealing with a FEMA flood mitigation grant in the Lower Heights area. Am I correct?
Correct. We're going to do an engineering study of the area along Dorset Avenue and the surrounding blocks that constantly flood during tidal events. Ed Stinson brought this forward and we want to find out what we can do. We want to find out what the county can do to improve that area if possible.
Great.
And the Vertella contract would be grant funded.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. The next is 2021-092, and that's authorizing a contract with Vertella Associates for mitigation planning. And that is... Who's got some color on that? I don't think I have a note on that one. Did I leave that one open?
So that also, go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, this is repetitive loss area analysis in the Heights.
Okay.
So this is really the start of looking at properties, substantial damage properties, the number of flood insurance policies, the kind of the background information that gets us towards higher priorities in our grant applications. So this will give us the information that we will then use as leverage in any of our flood mitigation applications.
Great. Thank you, Ed. I was hoping you'd be on here tonight. There were some things there that I didn't write notes for. Okay. The next is 2021-093. That's authorizing a contract with Gable Associates to complete the third party review of the energy plan. We're good. The next is 2021-094, and that's awarding a contract to the Retail Association for professional project management services. And that is for, what project is that?
That's for the elevation, FEMA elevation grants.
Gotcha, thank you. Okay. The next is 2021-095, and that's awarding Remington and Vernick professional engineering services to prepare the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection individual permit application for the beach and dune maintenance. Correct? We're good?
That is correct. That's a required permit. Expires every, I believe, 5 years. It authorizes us to rake the beaches, to clean our paths, to manage the beach, to do the maintenance activities that we do on the beach, collect trash and recycling and so forth.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, next is 2021-096, and that's authorizing a service agreement with CM3, and that's for our HVAC maintenance services at City Hall and Department of Public Work building. And the next is 2021-097, and that's authorizing the one final change order for the Dorset Avenue sanitary sewer main replacement. And the amount was very minor. It was an increase of $3,952. The next is 2021-098, and that's authorizing full-time employment to Anthony Vitanza-Jakowski for Ventnor City Police Department. So there's the three police that I said will be sworn in tomorrow morning at 8:30. The next is 2021-099, and this is authorizing a service agreement for CM for the HVAC maintenance system at the library and the firehouse number one, same as the other one, but different buildings. And the last one by consent will be 2021-100, and that is amending resolution 360 of 2020, authorizing the city to Ventnor, city of Ventnor to enter into a small wireless communication facilities license agreement with Verizon Wireless. And this is something that we've been discussing for a while. Am I correct?
Yeah, just a few comments on that. Maria has been, I don't want to say a bulldog, but a bulldog on this one.
A dog with a bone.
Done phenomenal work on it. We have our conflict solicitor, Fred Cerny, working with her on that. He's also done good work on it. Dealing with utility companies are difficult. So, you know, they want to do what they want to do. But a lot of this has to do with some of these the antennas you see around town, the newer type antennas, the nodes they want to put up. A lot of that kind of stuff throughout this contract and others that we've been working on for 2 years or more, Maria, yeah, right?
At least, yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. So it's been a long, long haul, but it's we're good to go. Great. I just want to thank Maria and Fred for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Maria. Next, we will have our bills and payrolls since our last meeting. We do not have any discussion items tonight, so the next is the public portion. This is a public portion for anyone out there that would like to speak on anything that we just went over. There will be another public portion at the end if you have something that's unrelated to what we will be voting on. Do I have a motion to open public portion?
Motion to open public.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. It's now open to the public. Anyone out there, Jim?
Anybody from the public wish to speak on any of the items that were discussed and will be voted on the agenda, please make yourself known in Zoom or in the chat feature and you'll be recognized.
No?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion? Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and open our regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, our first item, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of January 14th regular, January 14th executive session, January 28th regular meeting, January 28th executive session, and February 11th regular meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve minutes from regular and executive meetings.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Aye.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is our ordinance introduction. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-005?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-005.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-006?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2021-006.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our public hearing on ordinance 2021-003. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to public ordinance 2021-003.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak or comment on ordinance 2021-003, make yourself known in Zoom or in the chat feature and you will be recognized. No.
No. Okay. Is there a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-003?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-003.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is our public hearing on ordinance 2021-004. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2021-004.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Jim?
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak or comment on ordinance 2021-004, please make yourself known in Zoom or in the chat feature and you will be recognized. No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing on ordinance 2021-004?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-004?
Sorry, I'm being called in my other meeting, but motion to adopt ordinance 2021-004.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Lynch, want to hold on or do this real quick, or are you leaving?
They're calling me to jump into this other meeting. So
okay.
If I apologize, but especially to the public, I have a hearing tonight in another community that I've got to jump out on. But I wanted to, and I was going to talk about the ACUA issue, but I think Mr. Stinson can handle that better than I could. So
okay,
thank you all.
Okay,
Mayor,
thank you.
Better.
Thanks,
feel better.
Bye.
Be good, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have resolutions 2021-086 through 2021-100. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions?
Motion to adopt resolutions as described.
I will second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payrolls. Can we have our CFO state the amounts?
Yes, for the payroll for this period was $542,178.04. And the bill list for this period was $5,125,326.83.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
Motion to approve bills and payroll as stated.
I'll second the motion. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have announcements and safety report. At this time, Ed Stinson, our engineer, our city engineer, as well as our superintendent of public works, can you just give us a quick update and up to and including what Commissioner Landgraf talked to me today about the sample of water collected at our firehouse?
Yes, I will, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
So on Sunday, we know Sunday around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Atlantic County Utility Authority force main that runs under Wellington Avenue had a major rupture, spilling sewage onto Wellington Avenue and into that neighborhood. The ACUA responded that afternoon along with their emergency contractor. They contacted the DEP. They were there that evening, and the Atlantic County Board of Health. Ventnor Police Department responded, and during the course of maybe 2-3 hours, we were able to set up a detour to keep the public out of harm's way and away from that break. They've been working nonstop since. Tuesday, the ACUA received permission from the DEP to bring in bypass pumping to pump the spill from the street into directly into the bay. Those pumps were deployed on Wednesday and began pumping Wednesday afternoon and has made a significant progress in removing the the flow, the water from the street, Wellington and the neighborhoods. The ACOA was out there today with equipment to begin the cleaning and sanitizing process on those side streets.
Will they use bleach?
They'll use lime.
That's even better than bleach.
Yes, they're washing it down and doing that. That's going to go on for some time. Obviously, they won't be able to do much on Wellington until the bypass is completed. That work continues, and the current schedule right now has a subcontractor coming in tomorrow to set the fittings at either end, the south end and the north end of the break, which would then connect to a bypass so that we would, so that the sewer will no longer flow onto the street. So that should be by tomorrow evening or early AM Saturday. That bypass, if all goes well, should be in place. And then the sewer will no longer be spilling onto the roadway. As Mayor, as you stated, the ACOA went and took samples, water samples, our drinking water samples, from Firehouse 2 right in that neighborhood. And the samples came back clean, as we suspected. There's independent systems, and there's our water system remains clean and unimpacted by this spill. So hopefully by Saturday, the spill is diverted and bypassed, and the contractor then can continue to make the repairs on that main. Atlanta County Health Department, along with the DEP, have established, I believe, 6 sampling spots within the bay around the area of the spill. And they are sampling those sites and will continue to sample those sites to monitor the level from the spill.
Gotcha. I will, if you're through, thank you, Ed. I will vouch that they are working 24/7 because my home is a block. It's actually the block off of Wellington Avenue. I'm down towards the next side street, but I hear the trucks all day, all through the night. ACUA has done a hell of a job. They got there and they have not left. So kudos to that organization. Somebody used to work there.
Mm-hmm. May I add something since you kind of yes. brought me to this? It's just unfortunate, the misinformation and the assumptions as to what this was and how it was, and that either the city or the ACUA doesn't maintain its lines, and that's so wrong. And this force main is less than 25 years old, which is far from the useful life for the type of pipeline it is. So it's none of the above. It wasn't due to Vetner not maintaining its lines. It wasn't Vetner's line, but Vetner does maintain the lines that we have, and it wasn't as a result of ACUA not maintaining their lines. It's one of those things that happen, and I'm sure they'll figure out why it happened. I've heard a few reasons myself, which I'm not going to say because it might not be accurate, but things happen.
Right. And, Maria, I'm going to add to that. When Hank Flynn from Fox News reached out to me, and he asked me if it was negligence on ACUA County, and I said no. And basically, I don't know why, it just came in my head. I said, this city, Vetner has been in existence since the late 1800s. Our infrastructure is old. And, unless the residents want us to do a complete underground inventory to see where everything is and in what shape it is, first of all, that's like not even comprehensible. But, do they want us to go underground and do an inventory of all our pipes and lines and then decide to fix them all? If we did that, nobody would even be able to afford to live in Vetner. So I get very frustrated when people start throwing out all of their expert knowledge, which is not expert knowledge, and they're basically clueless. So, it just bothers me because it's like, I'm not an engineer. I don't work for ACUA, but to me, it's somewhat, you know, it's the infrastructure. It's a city that's been here for quite a long time. Things are going to break. It's no different than the house. It's no different than things after so long break in your house. I mean, it is what it is. So I second your comments on that. So
thank you.
Ed, were you done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I think our next thing, Commissioner Kriebel, you're okay. We're going to jump to public comment.
I just want to make a very quick, I promise to be brief. I just want to say how positive a meeting went today at the Ventnor West site. There was the entire team assembled there, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, VECC, Rochelle Jamalaro was there, the Green Team was there, Bill Thomas, who is our local resident, who happens to live borderline to that, who has built parks in the past. And then a very important combination of Jim Rotella and Dr. Stuart Farrell of Stockton, who are going to work together on a next round of grant applications together. So I'm happy to have that. And that's all I have.
Yeah, sorry, Tim, I dropped my phone. I'm sorry. I'm having a little problem tonight. Okay. So. All right. Do I have a motion to open to the public this for anyone out there? This is if you would like to speak about anything. A motion to open to the public. Tim, do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open to the public.
I will second it. All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Aye. Tim,
thank you. Okay. Jim?
Anybody from the public wishes to speak on any items, please make yourself known within Zoom or within the chat feature and you will be recognized.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion? Sorry, my phone keeps dropping. Do I have a motion to close? Excuse me? You gave me a motion? Okay, I'm gonna second it. All
in
favor?
Hold on, Beth. I got one person who'd like to speak. TNA would like to speak.
All right, TNA, you need to please state your name and your address, and then you can speak and say whatever questions or whatever you have to say.
Okay, well, he just dropped off.
Okay, then I had a first and a second, and we did all in favor. Tim?
Aye.
Okay, do I have we do not have the executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Have a
great weekend, everyone. Mayor, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye, guys.
Bye. Been texting me nasties all night.